The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Who is here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great! Wonderful! Yay! Welcome! Fantastic! So delighted for all the people who are here for the first time. And people who are here returning for the nth time. So the bulk of what we'll be doing together today in this hour will be a guided meditation that I will guide you through. And everything you need to know will be shared with you. No previous experience necessary. Just follow the invitations as best you can And what's important is to bring in kindness. Really, this hour is about cultivating kindness, cultivating care, friendliness. So even if, say, you're trying to quiet your mind or follow an invitation that I will give you in the guided meditation, and if the complete opposite happens, the way to practice with that is to be kind with yourself instead of judging yourself like, oh, I'm a failure, I can't do this, my mind is not getting quiet, or whatever it might be, instead of 1,000 lashes that you can unleash on yourself, my invitation would be just to be kind. Okay, I'm having a tough time right now. This is challenging. This is difficult, dear self. So as long as you're inclining your mind to practice kindness to yourself and with your experience, you're doing this practice right. You're not failing. So please remember that. Whatever arises, as long as you're holding it with kindness instead of an attitude of judgment, we are practicing well. Yay. A plus. So just bring kindness to whatever arises instead of the judging mind, which is the tendency. So really, this is what this hour is about. It's different ways of saying love and care. So as long as you're practicing that, we're good for yourself, or inclining your mind towards that as best you're able to. So the theme that I would like to explore today, every week we explore a completely different way. We try to explore a different way, so it's not repetitive every time. We explore today inviting kindness, inviting, imbuing the breath, just this natural breathing process that occurs. You've been breathing all these years without noticing it. You've been breathing all these minutes before I ask you to even notice it. So the invitation would be, as I'll guide you, not to make breath forceful or try to breathe. Please don't make it into a project, breathing. It's already happening. It's already happening. So this practice today will be imbuing this friendliness, kindness with every breath, and merging and using the practice of metta, loving kindness, merging it with the practice of anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the breath, in order to collect, unify, and settle the mind. Really calm the mind, settle the mind with kindness, one breath at a time. So that's what I will be inviting you, that's what I'll be guiding you, that's the heading. And again, whatever arises during this practice, as long as you hold it with kindness, as long as you breathe with it, with kindness and care, you're doing the practice well. So with that, I would like to invite you to land in your posture. And if you need props in order to be more comfortable, this is the perfect time to start to get up and get cushions for your back, for your feet, if you're sitting in a chair, for your feet to be flat on the floor or touching a cushion. Not crossed, if you're sitting in a chair, letting your feet touch the ground or cushion flat, letting your hands rest on your lap, maybe rolling your shoulders back just a little bit to open your chest. Allowing your back to naturally be straight, not with effort, but feeling as if you're being pulled up vertebrae by vertebrae by an invisible string connected to the top of your head, pulling you up vertebrae by vertebrae. And relaxing your body, softening your body, dropping in. Bringing your attention to your body right now. Starting with feeling your hands. Feeling your hands from the inside. The sensations. Of touch. Sensations of warmth. Sensations of coolness, the areas that are not touching. Sensations of heaviness. Now inviting yourself to feel lightness in the hands. Feeling the handness from the inside and not from the control tower of your head, but as if your mind, whatever that is, your mind is in your hands, as if it were feeling these sensations from the inside. The tingling, the buzzing, vibrating. Throbbing. The pressure to between where your hands touch each other or your lap. Allowing your hands to feel alive with sensations, felt sensations, raw felt sensations from the inside. As a way to anchor your attention, your awareness. Softening, relaxing. Relaxing your hands. Letting go of any tension you might be feeling in your hands. Letting the awareness spread upward from your hands to your wrists, relaxing, softening. Your lower arms, the upper arms. Letting gravity pull down. And your arms, you don't have to hold yourself up. Hold the shoulders up. Letting them rest. Letting the shoulders rest in their socket. The chest being open. Relaxing your shoulders. Letting them open up, be pulled down. Relaxing your neck. Your face. Your forehead. Relaxing your eyes, let them rest. Rest back in their socket. Softening your jaw. Maybe your mouth falls open a bit. Softening your ears, your inner ears. The deeper muscles of your face, your jaw, your forehead. Your chin. Letting go of any tension. Letting it evaporate. Offered up. Relaxing, moving down, relaxing your neck some more. Your chest. your rib cage. Bringing awareness to the sides of your ribs, your rib cage. With every out breath, relaxing some more. The back of your rib cage, your upper back, gently brushed with your awareness. Brushing your mid-back, your lower back with your awareness. Sides of your body. Letting the breath as it moves down in the abdomen, diaphragm, to relax. Open up your diaphragm and moving down into your abdomen. Softening, relaxing. Opening up, feeling your sit bones, the contact point between your bottom and the cushion or the chair. Allowing your breath to move freely, as if your breath was moving down. Through your sit bones, groin area down to your legs. Relaxing, softening your sitting area, your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs, and your feet. As if the breath was moving all the way down to your feet. Flowing down, connecting you to the earth. Flowing, flowing. Energy not stuck, but flowing through your body. Grounded into the earth. No stuckness. Inviting, noticing each in-breath as it flows naturally on its own. You don't breathe. The breath breathes you. Let it be natural. Whether it's short or deep, doesn't matter. Long or short, deep or shallow. Let the breath be natural. The in-breath, filling your body, your heart with more energy, aliveness. And each out-breath, relaxing, helping you land more deeply. Into this body. Arriving more fully into every cell of your body in this moment. One breath at a time, letting your attention rest with the sensations of the breath, sensations of the in-breath, sensations of the out-breath, in your body, wherever it's easiest to feel your breath. Let each in-breath, each out-breath be calming, soothing, like a lullaby, calming your heart, calming your mind, taking refuge, the simplicity of this moment, this breath. If you're being assailed by thoughts, by plans, memories, bowing to them, putting them aside, saying gently, not now, I will come back to you later. And returning ever so gently to the breath. The gentle rhythm, the sensations of breathing in your body. Many thoughts might arise, bowing to them, putting them aside with kindness, with gentleness to yourself. You're not doing this practice wrong if thoughts come up. Just gently come back to the breath, breathing, feeling, with gentleness and kindness. Feeling as if each in-breath is also bringing in care, goodwill. You're breathing in to this body, into these lungs. Filling your body with each in-breath. With care, with friendliness. And with each out-breath resting, relaxing into safety. To safety around you, within you, holding you, engulfing you. Breathing in love. Breathing out into comfort, ease, safety. You might even do an experiment by putting one hand in your heart center. Your heart is on the left side, your heart center is in the middle of your chest. Proverbial heart center. Try it. And putting the other hand on your belly, lower belly. Connecting with ease, comfort, breathing in love, care, friendliness into your heart. And breathing out into ease, comfort, safety. I breathe in love, I breathe out ease. Breathing in love, breathing in love, breathing out ease, peace. If any thoughts or emotions are arising, challenges, breathing with them, breathing around them, breathing through them, letting this breath steady, constant, be an ally, a support. Relaxing, calming, easing. Providing support of care and friendliness. I will be silent now, inviting you to explore on your own. Noticing if there are thoughts assailing you right now. And if they are, it's okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. Simply breathe. Consciously. In breath, out breath. Feeling each breath calming, soothing. Breathing with whatever is arising. If it's a challenge, difficult emotion. Being with the in-breath in the body. Feeling it in your abdomen or chest, the whole movement throughout. Calming, soothing, landing. Breathing in, breathing out. Notice if any tightness has crept into your body, your forehead, your jaw, your shoulders, your abdomen. Relax the body. Relax your face. Soften. Maybe intentionally wear a little smile. Pull up the sides of your lips and see how that might change, how that will change your experience. Experiment. Breathing in love, breathing out ease, peace. Smiling, smiling, smilingly, experiment. What do you have to lose? Nothing. Try it out. Whatever might be arising in your mind or heart, smile at it. Even if it's judgment, disappointment, sadness, just meet it, greet it with a friendly smile. The friendly smile. Hello, dear judgment. Hello, sadness. Hello, disappointment, hello anger, whatever it might be. Or hello peace, contentment. Ah, here you are, hi. You are here as a part of this being human experience right now. Can I greet you with a smile? Can I greet you with a smile? Not turning away, not pushing you away with hatred, with aversion, but just smiling at you. Here you are. Here you are again. Hi. Come, sit. Let's have tea. Let me get to know you. Let me breathe with you. You are part of this experience of being human. You visit everyone. You're visiting me right now. Hi. Let's breathe. Can I meet you? Can I meet you with care, with friendliness, with love? Can I meet you, you visitor, this emotion, this state of mind, whatever might be visiting right now? Can I breathe with you, my body relaxed, my mind at ease? Meet you with spaciousness, with a smile. It's like this. It's just this. I can meet it. I can meet you. With an open heart. Relaxed. Spacious. For the last moments of this practice period, meeting yourself, inviting yourself to hold you, hold yourself with care, with kindness. For whatever this practice period was or wasn't, may I love and accept myself just as I am. May I be kind to myself, appreciating yourself that you've tried, whether you were sleepy or distracted or visited by many, many visitors in your mind. It's okay. You've done your best. You've tried. So thanking yourself, bowing to yourself in your heart and your mind for having tried, and really appreciating yourself. Thank you, me. You have tried. I appreciate you. So, what we did together, first, I invited you to feel your body, starting with the hands, where there's a lot of sensations, and then feeling the sensations of the body relaxing from the inside, in order to land, in order to arrive fully in the experience of the physicality of the body, which helps to tether the mind, calm the mind. And then the invitation was to feel your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath in your body. And to feel energetically the aliveness, and invite with each in-breath a sense of care, love being breathed in to your heart, and a sense of safety and ease to land into physically with every out-breath. So energizing, inviting care and landing into peace and ease and safety by holding yourself. And then the last invitation was to breathe with challenges. If difficult thoughts, emotions are coming up, instead of saying not now, which was the advice at the beginning, to breathe with them. To breathe with them as if they were friends visiting, greeting them, meeting them with kindness and care. And the final invitation somewhere around there was to wear a smile, to see how that the physicality might actually change your mind state, which it does. So lots of invitations along the way, and we have few minutes for questions, for comments, for reflections, if you'd like to share about your experience, what came up for you, what you noticed, what worked, what didn't, if you'd like to share with the group, that would be lovely. And questions are welcome, or challenges, if things were challenging for you. Actually, I would like to, yeah, please, if you would turn it on before you pass it on. If you would hold it close to your mouth.
Yeah, my right foot got totally numb half the way, and then I had to stretch it and it came back to that. But I was able to continue.
Yeah.
And then I think 7 out of 10 times for me, the tears come out. I'm not crying, it's just... I don't know if it's allergy or it's meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
So that happened a lot in this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to resist wiping them.
Ah. Yeah, so actually, hold on. So So one thing I want to say about your leg, the first experience, and the comment I make, by the way, I appreciate every comment or question that's made, because I like to use every comment as a teaching tool, because if it's coming up for you, it's probably coming up for others. So with the leg falling asleep, my leg tends to fall asleep after 30 minutes if I'm sitting cross-legged, also is kind of my limit. So if I'm sitting longer, I sit on a chair, or I sit seiza. So one thing I want to say is, in this tradition, sitting on a chair or on the ground makes no difference. You know, some traditions, they're very strict about sitting on the floor and a particular body, the form is very important. But here, as long as you're comfortable, comfort is more important. And if you're sitting, if this happens for you frequently, then I suggest you sit in a chair. Just experiment. There's nothing wrong with sitting in a chair. In fact, it is said that the next Buddha who will awaken sitting in a chair. Might be you sitting. So feel comfortable with that. There are no brownie points for anyone sitting on the floor cross-legged and suffering, really. As long as you're comfortable, the mind can settle more. So I'd like to share that with you and with everyone. And then regarding tears, whatever is happening, whether it is sadness, whether it is energetic movement, whether it is allergies, whatever it is, honoring them and if the resistance for wiping them is out of not acknowledging them, then let them be acknowledged. But if the not wiping them is a way of acknowledging them, yes, you can flow. I don't need to hide you. This is the truth of this human experience right now, for whatever reason. So honoring whatever your experience is with a smile, with openness, and letting it move through you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've been using mindfulness to work with a lot of fear and sadness lately. And I know that, or I've been advised that to be careful using metta with fear or sadness or difficult emotions, to not use that as sort of an escape or a repression. And I haven't understood that yet, because it, especially in the instruction to breathe with it, it feels very much like you're not turning away, like you're still facing it head on.
Exactly.
And so what are other teachers talking about when they say, be wary that you're using metta incorrectly to hide from aversive mind states?
What a great question. I am so delighted you asked. Yeah.
I'm so happy to be here. I just flew in from New York. I wanted to meet you for a long time.
Yay! I'll give you a hug at the end.
Okay.
This is great. Sweet. This question has not been asked here. So I'm delighted you're asking it, and also for the recording, for other people who are listening far away in New York on to Happy Hour. So
they are.
Aw, sweet. So it's a great question, because yes, sometimes metta could be used as an escape. And so it really depends on the movement in the mind, and it can be subtle. So I'm going to describe to you the difference. So you're quite right in what we did just now, is we are meeting, we're not turning away, we're not loving it so it goes away, right? It's not adversarial love. It's not like I'm going to love you to death so that you sadness, you go. It's not like that. It's like I'm open to you. You're like, you're a friend. I want to hear you. Okay, you have a message for me. Let's sit, let's breathe. You need to move through me. Honoring it, really honoring it. So the way that it could be adversarial is when sadness is noticed. And I'm using sadness as an example. And there's a sense of, okay, I'm going to do metta in order not to feel the sadness, in order for it to go away, because it's so unpleasant. And in that way, it's kind of like pushing it away, like the depression. But another way the practice could be used again there is, sadness, can I hold you with care? In fact, actually, that in that case, if there is sadness, the practice of metta, loving kindness, becomes compassion, because you need to hold the sadness, the challenge, the difficulty, the suffering with care, with love, which is compassion. Metta plus suffering is compassion, right? Then you're not ignoring the sadness, you're acknowledging, yes, this is really challenging right now. This is really difficult. I care for me. You see, you're not pushing it under the rug. You see the nuances. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, so even though you might turn to metta because you do want it to go away, it's out of an open heart of compassion.
So that's where the hook comes in. As you just said that, even though you're turning to metta because you want it to go away.
Right.
So that's where it gets tricky. Right? Because it's a very subtle, as long as you want it to go away, as long as there's any level of it not being welcome, that's where it becomes bypass or pushing away.
That's it. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's very subtle. It's like, I'll give you another example. It's like being with pain. Mindfulness of sensations with pain. As long as we're being with pain, in order for it to go away, we're kind of, there's another agenda. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of physical pain with my chronic condition. And there was a point where, and it can be very subtle, this wanting it to go away. So one works with many, many levels. Oh yeah, I'm being with the pain. I don't want it to go away. I'm just observing it. I'm just observing it's unpleasant. I'm just observing the sensations. And then one day I notice, oh yeah, there's yet another very subtle level that, yeah, I'm still being with it because deep down inside, I want it to go away. And when I saw that, and I said, can I be okay with it just being the way it is? Can I be okay with this without having any agenda? Something broke through. Something really broke through. So I invite you, in your practice, as you're being with sadness, with difficulty, see, as you go through deeper and deeper layers of seeing your intentionality, can you let go more? Can I just be with the sadness? If it's here, can I open up to it? Just hold it, listen to it, as if it's a hurting child. I'm not trying to quiet it so that it just shuts up and I, you know, put it away. Like, really, just give it all the time it needs. See how it might transform for you. It can take time and be very subtle. Does that make sense?
Thank you. It is subtle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other comments or questions? Yes.
Thank you for your question, because it got me thinking a little bit. Something that I do to not necessarily remove the sadness but live with it is more journaling. It's something that, for me, I've learned that my written communication is more where I understand myself,
yeah,
rather than my speaking.
Yeah.
So something that I do, and I really benefited from this meditation, was saying hi and giving it a smile or giving it a goodbye. I do my goodbye. But when they do arise, and I do have a lot of thoughts, I tend to write it down.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, let's give it some time.
Yeah. So beautiful. So journaling is another way, is another tool in the toolkit to honor, and just putting it down. And that's a very, very useful tool. In a different one than what we're doing here, which is a meditation, and it, wonderful that it's helpful for you, and it's been helpful for me also. And sitting in silence without... So also what I want to bring in for you to think about, to consider now, a way that you can go deeper, is with journaling, still there is the active, there is the... there's a part of our brain which is linguistic, which is still engaging in the stories. The stories, this happened, they did this, I did that, I'm sad. It's in linguistic engagement, okay? Beautiful, wonderful, helpful. In this practice, we let that go. We let the stories all go. It can land you a lot deeper. Just staying with the feeling, with the sensations, with the raw sensations, emotions in the moment, meeting them instead of in your head. You let all of those go, and when that happens, we meet ourselves in a much deeper way that's not linguistically available. So I leave that to you, and we have to stop.
Thank you.
A possibility for you to explore.
I appreciate that a lot.
And
that is something that I do benefit from.
Great.
Mindfulness.
Great.
Which I really appreciate.
Wonderful. So it's time. Thank you so much for coming to Happy Hour, practicing, being in the Sangha, sharing of yourself, of your questions, whether you're here in the room or far away on the East Coast in New York. Thank you. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well, including us. Thank you.